Thanks for joining me today at InvestorIdeas.com Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, looking at today's problems and solutions for the future. I'm your host, Dawn Van Zandt, founder of InvestorIdeas.com, and hoping to share our way of making a difference in climate change. Fuel cell stock Ballard Power Systems, trading in the NASDAQ, BLDP, and on the TSX, BLDP, had a great day in the market yesterday, gaining over 14% on news of its plan to materially reduce the costs and scale production capacity of next-generation proprietary graphite bipolar plates, including the introduction of disruptive manufacturing technology. According to the news, this project is a logical progression after Ballard completed two important milestones: the development of next-generation thin flexible graphite bipolar plates and an expansion of membrane electrode assembly, MEA, manufacturing capacity in Canada as part of Ballard's 3x3 stack cost reduction program. Bipolar plates are the next largest cost item in a fuel cell stack after MEAs, and Ballard expects the implementation of this project, including next-generation plate manufacturing processes and the introduction of new lower-cost material suppliers, to result in cost savings of up to 70% following commission expected in late 2025. Ballard's next-generation thin flexible graphite bipolar plates significantly reduce plate materials while enabling high-power density stacks, which are critical for certain market applications. Graphite bipolar plates are the optimal choice for Ballard's heavy-duty mobility markets as they offer long durability, reusability at stack end of life, and high power density while also offering the lowest plate cost at current and scaled volumes. Beyond product cost savings, this project will increase Ballard's plate manufacturing capacity by approximately 10 times, while significantly improving graphite and resin material yield and reducing production tack times. Ballard has also developed several novel manufacturing processes that enable full automation of the bipolar plate production processes, resulting in substantially improved quality throughput, reduced energy demand, and the elimination of water consumption from plate manufacturing. These innovations are expected to be replicable in any future expansion of Ballard's global bipolar plate production footprint. Riding the sector wave, other fuel stocks, Fuel Cell Energy, trading on the NASDAQ, FCEL, closed at 260, up 27 cents, gaining 11.59%. And Plug Power, trading on the NASDAQ, PLUG, closed at 1037, up $1.20, jumping 13.09% for the day. That's it for today. Do something great for this beautiful planet each and every day. To hear more Clean Tech podcasts, visit the Clean Tech and Climate Change page on Investor Ideas. You can find it on our top template. Also, Investor Ideas has a lineup of other podcasts and themes, including the AII, the Crypto Corner, our cannabis podcast called Cannabis News and Stocks on the Move, rated one of the top investor podcasts in the sector, Play by Play, a podcast looking at sports and esports news, and Exploring Mining. To listen to any of our podcasts, visit our podcast page on Investor Ideas at investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can hear our podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play Music, and most audio platforms available to you. If you like any of our podcasts, we would appreciate you recommending them or reviewing them on your audio platform. And to help you follow and track clean tech and renewable energy stocks, Investor Ideas has created a directory of publicly traded stocks in the sector. You can find that by going to our homepage, looking on the sidebar and looking at renewable energy and environmental themes, and you'll find our stock directories there. Investor Ideas does remind all of investors to read our disclaimers and disclosures on our site. You can find them at investorideas.com/about-disclaimer.asp. It is important to read these. And this podcast is not an endorsement to buy products or services or securities. Investors are reminded that all investment involves risk and a possible loss of investment. Thank you again and have a great day.